Joining us now in studio in our next Keep It Local segment is the owner of Petalina Merchants here in town, Derek. I didn't even get your last name. Thanks for joining us, Derek. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you today?
Very good. I'm going to have you just lean a little bit closer to your microphone if you could, and then it'll be good. All right. So you've got a store right here downtown, and I'll pass it over to Ryan to take it away on the interview here.
Yeah. So we've got Derek Cruz. Am I saying Cruzy? Okay. Real quick, do you have family in Red Wing by chance?
I don't.
Okay. All right, I just wanted to check because I knew a few. That name is kind of a bigger name in Red Wing. So anyways, not going down that road. Thank you for joining us today. You are the owner and proprietor of Petalina Mercantile. And we want to know, though, what was it you were doing before becoming Petalina Mercantile's owner?
Absolutely. So before I became the wonderful owner of Petalina Mercantile, I currently work at St. Olaf College in their public safety department. And before that, I was a police officer for 10 years. I worked in Mesa, Arizona for 5, and then I came back home to South St. Paul, Minnesota for 5.
All right. And you had quite a dramatic incident that happened to you, which I did ask him if he was comfortable talking about this. So then he said yes. So what happened to you on the force in South St. Paul that kind of shifted your mindset?
So I was there for 5 years, but shortly into my time there, about a year and a half, I was involved in a shooting. I was shot in the line of duty, injured. Tried to keep working through it, but unfortunately I couldn't, so I had to go out on disability, which brought me to Northfield and my current role. And then, you know, I wanted to be my own boss, and so I decided to buy a store.
So how do you feel about being your own boss? Is it everything it's living up to with the hype, or you're like,
Well, not only do I get to be my own boss, but I still have to keep my full-time job, so I have another boss still, so it's not quite what I thought.
He doesn't need sleep, guys. He just runs on caffeine and adrenaline, probably.
If you thought having one full-time job was fun, try two.
Well, yeah. So I'm also a student still at the moment, too, while working here, so I'm a student, so I get it. It's a lot to balance.
A lot of us here, you're in good company, a lot of us here, I have a full-time job outside of this as well. Lindsay Ness, one of our sales folks, she works here and she's co-owner of the Grand. And so you're in good company here, KYM.
You want to come work at a radio station?
Yeah. Let's throw in a third job. You know, come on. Why not? It'll be fun. Right. Yeah. So shifting our focus here to Petalina, you purchased the store back in April, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about the evolution and the business itself. We want to know all about it.
Yeah, so I actually stumbled on to the fact that the owners were selling by kind of like happenstance. I've always wanted my own business, and so I kind of was keeping my eye out for like stores or businesses near me for sale. Saw it was for sale.
Sure.
Went and took a look at it. For those of you who may have been in the store previously, it's a lot to take in to the eye, kind of like an assault on the eyes. But I was like, okay, I can see a vision of what I would want it to be.
Sure.
Made an offer, they accepted. And then once we closed, you know, we tried to get rid of the inventory there, which was a lot of Scandinavian, a lot of stuff that was kind of like random. But we cleared that out, shut down for a little bit, and then we remodeled it to what it kind of looks like now. For those of you who have seen the new store, you know, we reached out to a lot of local artisans, started getting their inventory in, and then, you know, as we move on, we're constantly changing and bringing new things in and trying to get feedback from our customers and all that. So,
because everything in your store is from a local artist, correct?
I wouldn't say everything. So a majority of our stuff is.
Okay.
We have about 21 local artisans who are in the store. And then any inventory we try and fill in the gaps is from Minnesota-based businesses.
Okay. So still local.
Yep. We try and stay as local as much as we can.
Very nice. Nice. Well, you're at the right spot for that. And we appreciate that. And I got to say, I love your store. It is really cool because I've been in there both before what it was in the Scandinavian days and now. And it is so cool because there's such an incredible variety of things. And the price points are very approachable because sometimes when you go into these boutique retailers, from my experience, it's like, oh gosh, this stuff is amazing, but it's pricey.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We wanted to be comparable. So it's like you don't come in, look at something and be like, well, I'm going to go on Amazon and see if I can find something similar, or I'm going to go to look at Target and see if they have anything in clearance or whatever. So that was a trial and error. We've learned some mistakes. We do have some expensive stuff, but yep. Most of our stuff I would say is like 50 or under.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I mean, you've become one of my new favorite spots for baseball caps, because I have a big affinity for baseball caps in general, and I love your hats because they're always really funny and creative and usually Minnesota humor specific.
Yes.
My new favorite was a Duck Duck Gray Duck hat that I got. That's really fun. And people were like looking at me at first like, what? And then I'm like, explain it. Like, I get it.
You only get it if you're from Minnesota. You
know? Exactly. Yep. My other favorite one says hot dish on top. So that's another fun one. And people are like, I've gotten some comments when I'm in photos and social media. They're like, yes, you are. And I'm like, well, okay, that's not what I was going for. Obviously, but thank you. Yeah. I will take it nonetheless. Yeah. So with your artists, how do you do your business with them? How do you work that all out?
Yeah, so we kind of start on a 90-day trial consignment model, just to see if it works for them, if it works for us, and if things go well after that. We always have the opportunity to switch to, you know, wholesale for them. It's a little bit more of a guaranteed income for them. Mm-hmm. But I think sales are steady enough that they tend to choose to stay on the consignment model. They get more money back from that, and
sure,
it's steady enough, and they don't have to really worry about it. You know, we print out the checks and just mail it at the first of the month, and they're good to go. So we have a lot of communication back and forth. They like to stop down, look at their displays, change things up. We kind of give them freedom in their areas to do what they want. We try to provide stuff for them to display. And then if you come in our store, if you look around the store and you see like gold frames on the wall near items, that's a little bio of the artisans and kind of like their mission or what their passion is too. So that kind of gives a little story behind like why are these individuals doing what they do, and a little bit more of a personal feel.
Nice. Oh, so wait, okay. I've not been inside. apologies.
I have no control.
It sounds, so if I understand it, like it's almost like a little market inside where it's like four multiple different stores, because each one's designed by the artist or the vendor. Yeah.
Oh my god, he got my idea. That was my original idea. Yeah, I wanted like individual kind of like stalls for the artisans to have, like, so they can have a brick and mortar presence, you know, where they could go on their website and be like, come to this store and we have our stuff ready for sale. Yeah, so
that's really cool.
It's little kind of little sections of you know, their store, and it, you go in and it's cohesive, but you can also tell like this little segment is this artist and this artist, and the bios are certainly helpful too, and sometimes you have to point them out, but when people read them they're like, oh wow, I love this.
Is really cool.
That is exactly, yes, it is very cohesive, but yet everyone's got their own little spot. And there's leather goods, there's hats, there's shirts, there's stickers, there's just all kinds of fun things, jewelry. You know, my mom actually bought me a wooden welcome sign, but it was carved out this beautiful piece of wood, and it has a more of a Viking style like welcome script to it. So I loved it, and I remember looking at it and I was like, oh, this is I thought it was gonna be like twice the price that it was, you know. So again, going back to that affordability aspect, I think is so key. Do your artists usually approach you? Do you find them 50-50?
I would say about 50-50. When we first opened it up, I just posted on Northville Happenings, like, hey, we're looking for artists, and got a bunch of people who reached out. And then after that, it was kind of, you know, we check things out on like Instagram, or we go to like the markets in the area and kind of see if there were, you know, vendors who be like, this would be cute in our store. And we approach them, and so far it's seemed to work out pretty well. But, you know, if there are any local artisans who are listening and have some interest in being in our store, you know, you can always email me contact@pedalinomercantile.com. I'm of course, one of the things we did stumble in is like, you know, we have a lot of artists who have like paintings and canvas, and it's like we just don't have the space to display those, so you know, we can't really be a gallery. But you know, for the more tangible goods, we are certainly always interested in additional vendors.
Okay, that's good to know. And right now, do you have any spaces, or is it more of a waiting list right now? Are you pretty filled up?
We're pretty filled up, but we can make some space. So if you are interested, don't be deterred. Or even if we can't maybe fit you in right now, you know, it's kind of the slow season anyway. So, you know, we'd like to kind of change things around for the summer.
Right.
For those of you who have visited us before, we just kind of totally revamped the space a little bit even more. Mm-hmm. So pop in by and see kind of the new look that we've got going on.
Nice. Very cool. I feel like I'm in there often enough that I'm like, I've probably seen it, but you never know.
I believe you are one of our loyalty members.
So. We are. We are.
And something that sounds exciting about this type of a store is that it is kind of changing a lot, right? Or that you're getting different, you know, you come in every so often and there's a new thing in or differences, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We're always changing over inventory, and the artisans are always bringing in different things for the seasons.
Sure.
So like you may come in, you know, if you come in on the fall, by Christmas time, there's going to be new stuff. And then mm-hmm. by spring, there's going to be new things. And then summer, like it's constantly mm-hmm. changing. And I feel like we're kind of like a really good place to go for gifts. Like yep. we always have unique stuff that you're not going to find in other stores. And mm-hmm. if you, you know, yes, great gift cards are great, but I feel like it's more exciting to receive something unique. And, you sure. know, that's kind of what we offer.
You had mentioned that, Logan, how you really like to have those like thoughtful, personal gifts that reflect you, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you know, like to me, you know, if you give a generic gift, like let's say you bought a bunch of Starbucks gift cards or something, mm-hmm. right? Like,
sure.
I use that because I drink a lot, like I go to a lot of coffee shops and such, right? So sure. it's a tangible example. That's a very generic gift, but if you know that like, this person really likes this thing, maybe I get them the cup from that coffee shop, right? Because mm-hmm. I have now you know, coffee cups from all sorts of places, right? And sure. that's cool, right? Or yeah. I got them a shirt or something, right? That's you know, knowing that shows, you know, a person a little bit. And I do appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I feel like Petalina is a great place to go because they have such an incredible variety of gifts that I feel like you could find someone for something for just about everybody. Mm-hmm. And before we wrap this up, we have to make sure we're always giving credit where credit's due. You don't run this business alone.
I don't.
No.
So my partner, Ethan, he has been a huge support in running this and getting it set up, and I'm very grateful for his help. I thought I could do it by myself. I was wrong. It takes a lot more work than I anticipated, but he's been an amazing partner in all this. So.
And he also has a full-time job as well, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He also works in law enforcement. So
okay, very cool. So you got two law enforcement specialists / boutique retailer owners / whatever else comes next after that, right?
Yes, just you know, typical gays.
We just love to stay busy all the time, all the time.
I do want to point out we celebrate Pride all year long. It's not just June for us, and mm-hmm. so like in our store there is a section where we have LGBTQ goods all year round. Like we think it's important that we advocate for that community. Yes. You know, our store says it's LGBTQ owned, so we just really want to be supportive, especially in today's culture. So if you ever need something Pride related, you don't have to wait till June. We always have a section. So.
That's right. You do. And it's a very fun section, too, I must say. So to wrap up our session today, where can folks find you on socials? What are your hours? All that good stuff.
Absolutely. So you can find us on Facebook, Petalina Mercantile Co. And then on Instagram is @ Petalina Mercantile. www.petalinamercantile. Right. Our hours are Wednesday through Sunday. Wednesday through Saturday, it's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then Sunday, it's 12 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Got it. All right. And will those hours change at all seasonally, or are those just year-round hours?
We'll see how the winter goes.
Sure.
Not sure if the cold will keep people away. So it might change, but only the thing would change would be Wednesday. We might be closed. We'll always be open Thursday through Sunday. But
sure.
As of right now, we're open regular all year long. So.
Okay. Sounds good. Anything else you want to pass along about Petalina or yourself or just
I appreciate all the, you know, the residents who shop local and support mm-hmm. our small businesses. You know, speaking with other business owners, like it means the world to us, and mm-hmm. we have a lot of competition out there, and so we super appreciate it when, you know, people come and decide to spend local and support our local artists too. So
yes, absolutely. Yeah, if you haven't had a chance, go downtown, check out Petalina Mercantile. They've got great things to share. You're supporting local artists. You're supporting a local business. It is a win-win all around. Thank you so much, Derek, for being here today. We appreciate it.
Yeah.